Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the conversation. I play a little bit more of that song because that's a really cool song. If you ever wondered, I'm going to get into the history of that song. It's, let me see if I can bring it up. It is Time Is On Our Side by Blind Design from their Desire to Destroy album. And they had you could buy for $1 song to use, and it came, the first one that came up. And it's like, man, this is a pretty cool song. Don't forget to like and share, please. Like and share. Thank you so much as people log on. And oh, wow. I don't know if you heard, but their Facebook is actually going to try to impeach my conversation. I got an email that they're impeaching my conversation. There's somebody who had a complaint about my show, but they can't say who they are. They don't know who they are. Only one person's met them. They don't know anything, but, you know. Where's all the people that took Trump ballots and threw them in the garbage, and when they found out they were caught on TV, on camera, they got in their car and took off? Where are all them? But, you know, when once I get reelected, and I'll have more play. When Obama's, you know, buddy-buddy with Russia, it's perfectly fine. When Hillary Clinton's selling how many millions of dollars of uranium to Russia, that's fine. But if Trump has no evidence of being colluding with Russia, oh, that's bad.
Okay, you need to make it very clear. Did you or did you not, for real, get an email from Facebook?
That was a joke, an impeachment joke. My wife's probably like, really? What happened? What did you do?
No.
But someone's going to think that.
Yes.
Well, it goes back to the whole thing. Look at.
And know how to tell a joke, kind of, without. And people think it's real. It's not on there, is it?
This is the first peanut butter I've ever seen made that does not say warning contains peanuts. I am shocked.
Let me look and see while you keep talking. Let me see if I can find it.
Because they usually do, because people are so retarded that, oh, I didn't know peanut butter contains. But then again, when I heard of apple butter as a kid, I thought it was actual cow's milk butter with apple and cinnamon flavor mixed in.
Me too. Me too.
Because they have compound butter. See, if you're a chef, they have what's called a compound butter. And you take cow's milk butter and you'll put sun-dried tomatoes in it to give it a sun-dried tomato butter. You can put whole grain mustard in it and make a mustard.
So what is apple butter if it's not that?
It's apple that is made. A lot of people use it to spread on their toast that are vegan that don't eat butter. But I love how, I'm going to get into this also tonight, Kevin McCarthy from California. Shut up. I'm answering your question. You ask a question, I'm going to answer it. So shut up, fake news. Sit your, you know what, down. Finally, nice to have people stand up. I want to get into that. I want to get into this whole power of abuse and obstruction of Congress. Yeah, maybe Trump needs to bypass Congress altogether because they're useless as they're about as. See, this government is about as useful as a sump pump in a desert.
Yeah, you're right.
I want to get into that. Megan Rapinoe has been named by Sports Illustrated as Sports Person of the Year. I didn't know Sports Illustrated existed. I haven't heard of that magazine in years.
Well, we have the big special.
The swimsuit edition?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard. But anyways, I want to get into that. I want to get into Minnesota and plans to include chronic pain in its medical cannabis. It's nice to see cannabis going around. This is my cannabis shirt from North Colorado. It wasn't Maggie's Farm. I forget, it was the other one we went to. Can't remember.
We couldn't find Maggie's
Farm. Huh?
We could not find Maggie's Farm.
Yeah, we went there. Because I got a massage oil that was amazing. Medical Jane? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found. Yeah. If you're ever in Colorado Springs, go just about 5 miles away to Manitou Springs. Enjoy, my friends. Enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. And let me see here. Okay. What do I want to say right now? Let me see here. Galatians 6:10. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day and be nice to that pain in the butt because, hey, he may need it. Say, is anything bothering you? What's going on? I got your bill. Sure. You never know. Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. That is Trump, you know, Hitler, that anti-American who wants to control your lives. The Trump supporters will drink the Kool-Aid, even though the Trump supporters have a president who wants us to be free, wants us to have our rights. See, a Trump supporter thinks for himself. A Trump supporter, you know, hey, yeah, I'm a conservative, but I don't agree with what he did. Sorry. Nope. Wrong. He hasn't abolished the Federal Reserve yet. Nope. He's still got work to do. I don't support the Federal Reserve. Never have, never will, my friends. If you support the Federal Reserve, that's your problem, not mine, because I don't. Yeah, I do have PayPal also, if you don't know, because equipment's not cheap. So, hey, if you want to think about something for Christmas, yeah, right down there, there's the link. You can help out, because I do 100% of this. All the research I do. And so I go through, so yeah, I do this religiously. And I also, on top of this, I, you know, I'm going to school, I'm working two jobs, but that's, my wife helps me. My wife does so much. I feel like I take advantage of her because I don't do as much as I should, but I do, you know, but we give and take, you know. My wife will say the same thing. My wife thinks she didn't do enough for me, but we're there for each other. And that's what this America needs to be. It doesn't matter if the Republican gets in or the Democrat gets in. It's what's best for America. Me and my wife try to do what's best for us. You know? She tries to work more to get more money, and so do I. We try to do stuff to better ourselves and to be there for each other. And half the times when we get mad at each other or get into a little argument, we end up laughing 30 minutes later because it was a total misunderstanding. Not even that much. Yeah. But it's the truth. And that's what's wrong with this country. You know, the Democrats and Republicans would get really scared right now if the American people started to come together instead of fight and argue. See, Nancy Pelosi wants you all fighting and arguing because she's collecting. She's making the millions. She has a $196 million net worth. Where's her tax returns? Yeah, if you really think that like a Nancy Pelosi or a Chuck Schumer or Adam Schiff or the Black Witch, you know, that Maxine Waters, if you think for a second that they care about you, they don't give a crap. They want you to fight. They want you to argue. They want you in the streets. Well, okay, you look this way, we're going to rob you that way. Yeah, I love this. There's like a UK show, it's a customs show, and everyone that comes from these non-EU countries, there's like places like Turkey and stuff where the cartons of cigarettes are dirt cheap, and people try to bring them back by the caseloads. Yeah, you know you're only allowed to bring one sleeve in, 200 cigarettes, and you got like 75 sleeves, 42,000 cigarettes. You had the right to go, and you can declare to get and pay your taxes on. They don't do it, and some of these people, I kind of agree with them, and we're like, you know, no, we're not. Hey, you take taxes from us. We don't have a say in the taxes. Hey, I'm just trying to stiff the man, you know. You're going to take and increase the taxes all the time. Well, hey, I'm going to try to make some money my own way. I remember there was a lady one time, this was years ago. I was at my brother's house with his wife, and there was a lady in Michigan that was, I guess, going online. There's websites where you can buy overseas and getting dirt cheap. And didn't realize that it doesn't matter where you buy them, you got to pay the taxes. So if I go online and buy a bunch of cigarettes, I still have to pay the taxes that Indiana has on them. And she got a bill for like $4,000 or whatever. I didn't know him. Well, what do you think? You're going to not have to pay the Michigan State or Indiana State tax on the tobacco? And that's what, and these people want to pay the tax on the tobacco and basically get the cartons for what they paid for them. They can bring them in, but they're not going to do that because why would they? Because then they couldn't sell them. But it's just one of the things. Some of those people just get pissed off. This is bullcrap, but you know, but my whole point in this rant is we need to come together. The government wouldn't know what to do if Democrats and Republicans started to say, hey, wait a minute, the right wing and left wing come off the same bird. That's what I try to educate people. You think that Nancy Pelosi's any better than us? There are some conservatives that now I think they're seeing what Trump is doing and how he's basically saying F the establishment. And people like backing them and like, yes, finally we got a president that stands up. And I think they're having a lot of people now that on the Republican side, like, well, I'm going to start being a Trumper and I'm going to get people like, and I hope they're that way. I hope they're not like a Trumper in front of the thing, but behind the scenes, they're still, you know, politics as usual by taking your money. So, it's just one of those things, you know. But it's what we do here, you know. I try to wake people up and let people know, hey, guess what? Guess what's going on? You're being screwed by both parties, and you don't realize it, you know. You don't realize it because, you know, we got to go up to Trump because it's an abuse of power. Okay, Democrats on House Judiciary Committee led by Counsel Barry Burke violated Attorney Stephen Castor's constitutional rights in questioning him during Monday's impeachment inquiring hearing. All these Democrats are doing all these unconstitutional things and all these illegal things against, well, now, point of order, you're not recognized, sit your butt down, you can't speak, shut up, you're going to make us look bad, stop talking, you make sense, we're retarded. Point of personal privilege, you're making me look like an idiot because we made this whole thing up, the whistleblower is not even real. They can't even produce the person that claims to be the one that knows everything.
They won't.
They won't.
Adam Schiff knows who he is.
My point, no, they can show him if he was real. I don't believe he exists. I don't believe there is anybody at all. I believe it's all made up. I believe it's someone from Hollywood writing the script.
George Soros, maybe, writing the script.
Mm-hmm. But it's ridiculous. All this crap that they're doing, and where's the outrage? You know, they'll say that we got to be, these Democrats keep going off and how we need to come, you know, all this crap that they're going after Trump for and all this illegal crap, they're quid pro quoing. But they said Trump did that and it's wrong. We need to impeach Trump for doing that, but we're doing it now. Doug Collins shreds Schiff's no-show. see the Republicans know this. Hopefully Democrats do too, that this is going nowhere. Go take it to the Senate. If it even, they might not even have enough votes to get an impeachment, to even get it to the Senate for a hearing. They might not. There are a lot of people calling their congressmen and senators or Democrats, say, you vote for Trump, you're gone. You better hope you live in an area where you have millions of college kids that don't know any better, and they're just going to vote for you because they're a Democrat and you're a Democrat, and they don't care. They don't want to know. See, I have a cell phone, not on me, and I can look it up. Okay, who is this? Okay, I'm in District 6. Okay, Judge, what's his name? Let me look him up and see what's his stance or what is he voted on. Sometimes there's like one judge and like, you know, you either vote for the guy or you don't. But still, you want to look him up and make sure you're voting for someone that's good, you know. Even if you only have one choice, I mean, it's going to be impossible for him not to get reelected. But, you know, still, you can look up these people, know what they stand for. The problem I have is you have some great Tea Party-type people that come up for election, but when it comes to the primary, to see which one of these two Republicans goes on, usually the politics-as-usual guy wins because not enough people turn out. Oh, it's the May election. Well, this decides which one of these three Republicans is going against the Democrat. And usually it's that always been there for 50 years, politics as usual guy that gets in. I mean, it kind of goes back to this, you know, a lot of what I've talked about many times. They're not going to vote for term limits. That's why these people are in here over and over and over again. You have Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters. I mean, 500-600 years combined. Oh, but Trump's the problem. Well, when Bush left, if McCain would have gotten in, he would have been the problem. Because Bush was. Democrats are always going to bitch that the Republicans are the problem, even though they've been there for 50 years. Well, I'm Bernie Sanders, and when I get into D.C., I'm going to fix this country. Well, you've been in, he's been in D.C. for 50 million years, but he has to get into the White House to fix things. I just want to meet Bernie Sanders and give him a whole list of stuff. Yeah, when you become president, this is all the stuff I want for free, since I'm going to, okay, let me see here. I want a private Learjet that's going to be free. Yeah, because everything in your... I want to have all the ammo. Oh, yeah, my plane, I want it to be fully armed. I want one of those World War II bubbles on the bottom with, like, a gunner. Hey, it's going to be free because you're going to be the president there, Bernie Sanders. I mean, I don't know if you've heard recently, but I used to like Judge Napolitano, but he's come out recently on Fox Business News many times.
There's something behind the scenes working. He's lost his screw loose.
Because he's like, there's articles. Yeah, they can get Trump. He can't be impeached. And that, I'm like, I used to like him.
Yeah.
Now he's, something's not right.
There's something working there that we don't know.
Yeah, because he's all of a sudden like.
But, okay. You know how I come up with weird thoughts and I play.
That was quick.
A little bit. And I can play the what if game and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got two scenarios I want you to think about. What you think. One, what if they try to vote for the articles of impeachment? Because they just came up with the article. So now they got to vote on it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have enough votes. Why? Because there's 30-some Democrats, and a couple of them have come out and said that they're voting no. So they don't have any Republican support that I know of.
Yeah.
I know they don't. And if they don't have all of a Democrat support, why if they don't get the votes, then what do you think is going to happen? Then how are they going to play this off for the media? How are they going to spin this? I know they'll go crap crazy.
Well, I mean, they've already said that if it goes to the Senate and he's acquitted, they're going to impeach him again. And then if he gets reelected, they're going to impeach him again.
Well, that is if they have the House. Why if they don't have the House or Senate? So here's the other scenario.
Yeah.
Let's say... Okay, I kind of lost it. But no, seriously, what do you think? How is Pelosi, Schumer, and Nadler going to spin this if they don't get the impeachment? If they don't have the vote. If it doesn't make it out of the House. What if they don't make it out of the House is what I'm saying. Doesn't even make it to the Senate. They get like 40... Or if they get 10 Democrats to vote no on it, they don't have the vote. See, yes, there's a margin in the House, not that big of a margin, though. What do you think would happen?
Hello, I'm Adam Schiff. Five of my Democratic colleagues have come forward to saying that people in the Trump administration have offered them millions of dollars in bribes to vote no on impeachment, and they went ahead and did that. So they're gonna spin this to where somebody colluded with the Trump administration to help these Democrats vote no and pay them off. They can't have a Democrat come forward and say, you know what?
So they'll eat each other.
Yeah, they'll eat each other up. I truly believe, because a Democrat can't, I'm a Trump supporter, but if Trump said, you know what? We're going to back down 100%. We're going to go after if you're running a cannabis dispensary, I don't care if it's under medical law or not, we're going to take you down. We're going to make cannabis to where it's a Schedule Zero drug, which means it is not tolerated. You're going to be executed if you use it. Am I going to support that? No. Never in a million years. But do I support Trump on a lot of what he does? Yes.
See, I will say this, though. I might not agree with Trump on his decision about the marijuana thing. But he feels that way about alcohol and cigarettes. He's never taken a drink.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink. People wonder why he's so healthy and why he, like, you'll see him up at 3 o'clock in the morning tweeting, and that's when he starts his day, 3-4 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't sleep that much. Lord, I wish I could have that kind of stamina like him and your dad.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's because he might eat like crap, but I believe that especially in the smoking and in the alcohol, but there's toxins in it. I know I have an uncle in the tobacco and cousins in the tobacco industry. I know what they're about. I know that there's toxins in there. And that's just to keep the tobacco, the cigarette, preserved.
Mm-hmm.
So you can smoke it. Not to kill people. That's just the side effect.
Yeah.
I mean, and we know how alcohol is made. It's not the funnest. I mean, it's not the safest thing. But I tell you what, I can go get drunk. I'll wake up and I can feel like crap for 2 days. Smoke to where I can sleep and where I stop the pain, be it emotional, be it physical.
And you wake up and you feel great.
Well, I might not feel great, but I don't feel like I want to die.
Yeah.
I mean, the pain might come back in that short of time, but I'm able to get sleep, get some rest, and I don't feel like I'm going to die from puking my guts out, like you do when you're drunk. You know?
Yeah.
But see, that's like Pelosi having the nerve to say, oh, that's policy. That's election issues. That's an election issue. And I weigh the good and the bad. Can I deal with the fact, okay, marijuana is not legal. I don't like it. But look at what else he does and stands for. The most pro-life president ever. He put God back in this country. Welcome Jesus back in the White House again. Having people pray for him right there in the White House. Come on now. My other scenario is, let's say they get the impeachment, it goes to the Senate. And Mr., with all due respect, Turtle McConnell, drags us out to almost election. I don't know. But they still acquit. What do you think then?
I think they'll try again.
What if they don't get the House or Senate?
They will.
I don't think they're going to have enough in the House or Senate.
No.
I think this is a wake enough people up. I mean, people are going to be surprised. And I think it's going to be a landslide for all Republicans.
Yeah.
Not every single Republican is going to get elected. No, but I'm wondering, my main thing is, what's the media going to do? Look how much hate they've already got stirred up.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you.
I'm just wondering how they're going to do it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that Maydow Madow, or whatever his or her name, whatever it is, that Rachel,
mm-hmm.
Rachel, whatever.
Rachel Maddow.
I know her name. I mean, she was literally crying. When Trump got elected. The other one was cussing and using the F word. I'm sorry, I'm taking up so much.
Oh, no, go. No, I love it. They, when you came out here and spoke, they liked it. They had no problem with you being out here.
But I don't know. When is America going to say, you know what? We want this country back.
Yeah.
We want to take it from George Soros. We don't want the one world order. We don't want socialism. I mean, the community needs to take care of each other. I'm not saying that. But don't take advantage. Don't take it for granted. Get off your butt and work.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, exactly. I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. My wife is just like, I'm just letting her, because she's like on point. I'm like, I love what she's saying. So I'm not like, you know, I'm like, that, you know, people, when you got someone that's saying something that's hitting the nail, pinning the tail on the donkey, as people would say, you know, oh. I mean, because, I mean, Dick Morris is coming out saying that there's a good shot that Hillary Clinton will enter the 2020 race.
What do you think would happen? What do you think Biden, not, I don't think she has a chance.
Oh, no.
If she thinks she does, I want to know what she's smoking. I really, really, really do. I don't know if I want to smoke it or be aware of it. I don't know yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because she's delusional.
She is.
I don't think she has a chance. But, okay, Sanders, she stole the primary in 16 from him.
Yeah.
How is he going to take it if she comes back in? How is Biden going to take it?
Yeah. Like, what the heck?
What are they going to, I mean, Biden needs somebody to rescue him, though, because...
Yeah, I think there's. I think it would be more infighting. Okay, you can enter this race. I'm taking this as my shot. I think it would be a lot of. I don't think.
I heard a lot of complaints from Democrats actually about the debate.
Yeah.
They're all there being nice and sweet. Oh, do you support this? Well, I do too. They weren't like saying, "Hey, you know what? You voted against this, this, and this here, and you." I mean, there was no. No issue talking. Hey, leave Biden's son alone, but we can destroy Trump's son. And he's only 13, but we can go, we can, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was I heard say it, but one of the senators said, you know, it is silly to think that Trump needed Ukraine to help him with Biden. Biden is a train wreck. Biden can take care of himself on the circuit or whatever. You know, how did he say that? Biden can take care of himself. You know, can destroy himself. He didn't need Trump. Trump didn't need anybody's help with that. Biden doing it himself. I mean, he's attacking an 83-year-old man and calling him fat.
Yep.
Just for speaking some truth. I don't know.
It's sad. It really is.
I'm just wondering what would happen if she or Michelle. If Michelle Obama was to get in, don't you think that I would feel slighted if I was trying to get a promotion at work or whatever, and this younger whatever thing or the person who had it before and blew it came back and wanted it again?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? I'm done.
Okay, okay, folks. I'm perfectly sane. I do not want to commit suicide. That's never my intention, but I just wanted to let you know.
I mean, I saw on some news thing that they actually are thinking that it's hinting to where Prince Andrew was behind Epstein.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess there's some stuff coming out over in Britain about him. And the queen is livid.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think we'll ever know the truth about that.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, something said to me from the beginning. Everybody wants to just jump and say Clinton's because 9 times out of 10, it is the Clinton's. And I'm not saying the Clintons didn't have anything to do with it. They may have had some help with this. He just might not be, it might not just been, you know.
Yeah, I can see that big time.
Because I guess there's some stuff coming out about Prince Andrew. And I and the poor boy, his mummy, stopped his 60th birthday party. Did you hear about that?
But, you know, I'm going to walk. But, I mean, I just met the queen. Oh, the queen. Oh, we love you. We love you, queen. No, we don't love you. That's why we came here to get away from kings and queens and royalty and all that. Yes. That's what it is, folks. That's what it is, this notion that, like, oh, we're just going to accept that they're going to impeach Trump and, you know, you don't get a say in this. No, this is not North Korea. We don't have to sit there and say, oh, I love
that. Really ticks me off. Oh, the Americans don't get, really? We don't? I so want to see Schiff working at Burger King in after 2020. I know he probably has enough money where he doesn't have to work again if he gets voted out.
Yeah. It's cool, though. I mean, that these Democrats are that naive. I don't know why I said cool, but that they're like, wait a minute here. Well, you know, like, you will support this impeachment because we haven't I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see on that one because this is like, I wish we had other stuff to talk about, but this is huge because that's what the Democrats want to make it about. So it's one of those things. Because when you go forward and you look at this impeachment, because we're going to impeach of the impeachment for the impeachment by the impeachment to impeach him. I mean, I didn't even know until recently Sports Illustrated still existed. I haven't seen that commercials forever. Celebrate the Chicago Bulls NBA championship with this hard-bound book. And, you know, get this free SI phone with your paid subscription to Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated names top critic for Trump, Megan Rapinoe, sports human being, person, whatever you want to call it of the year, whatever. I'm trying to make sure I don't want to offend anyone by saying sports person, man, woman, whatever. You know, God forbid you get someone that's a Trump supporter to win it. But these are all liberal magazines. I mean, why do you think they didn't do anything to any of the NFL players that took a knee? See, I think I want to find a way to hook into the microphone system at the games, go to like an NFL game when they're all taking the knee. Now that we're at our knees, Lord, let's pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this gift of this, you know, and because they're going to have to get up, and then when they get up, oh, say, can you see?
Father, we thank you again.
Calisthenics before the game.
It's not right that you either stand or kneel, but we're getting through it. And an owner of a team. No, not owner of the players per se, but Just like my employer, I have certain
rules
of conduct I have to do, especially when I'm working. They should have certain values and rules of conduct.
They do in European football. Hey, you're looked up upon by the youngsters. That's why you touch a ref or put a hand on a ref, you're automatically ejected. It's called, hey, he's authority, you respect it. He may not get it right 100%, but heck, VAR doesn't get it right any. VAR is always wrong.
Well, you know, they let Flaney made up for it.
Yeah, Flaney made up for it. They need to put VAR in the champions. I can be if you ever get a chance, go and watch. Go on, what is it? Yeah, it is VR. On go look up the champions. Season one, they have on the third season. It's hilarious. If you gotta, it's
you gotta
not really.
Like
if you understand the players,
right? You have to understand the players a little bit
because they put them in character in the show. So they actually like if you know how this player is in real life, like on when he's interviewed. Yeah, it's just great. But I want to thank you. I got about 18 minutes of show left. I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world. Wow, I want to get into words.
The robot of the gold trend.
Yeah, I went to click on a link and it was my university I'm going to school for. So I'm like, so I clicked on it just and I'm like, oh, wrong page. Because now Minnesota is now allowing chronic pain patients to consider medical marijuana. And one of the big issues that's with a lot of this is, okay, how do I use, some people use like completely under the table where they don't, because like their employer will not allow them to. Well, I'm talking where they have a medical card and everything. They have they're in a state where it's medically legal, but their employers don't allow it.
Right.
Just because, well, it's still federally legal. We don't want to deal with that. And I'm like, yeah, that's between me. Okay, 99.9% chance you're going to get, no, you're not going to get in trouble. I am. But then they can get, but if, see, there's something you don't realize. There's no proof that cannabis increases incidents at the workplace. Because you got to treat it like any other medication. You ever see Lyrica? Before you take Lyrica, find out how it affects your body.
Yeah. I can't grab a pinty during the day because of how it makes me dizzy. And I take it at night. There's times if I stand up too fast, I feel like I'm going to fall over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to, okay. I mean, that's why when you go to a dispensary, folks, coming as a future bud tender or someone that wants to get into the business that studies it, get a small amount like this. What's the small? Give me a, can I get a joint's worth? And give me a joint's worth of, okay, I need an indica. I need to sleep. I need to be in the couch. Get about four different varietals and get like a joint's worth and try each one and see which one you like or which one is the best out of like.
And keep a journal about it.
And then, that way when you go back to the dispensary, yeah, well, the Northern Lights really worked well. Yeah, I think, you know, but, okay, well, I didn't like this, but let's try this one. This is a hybrid of this sativa and the indica. Okay, and that way you can, just like a medication, doc, I can't take muscle relaxers because what is one of the biggest muscles in your body? Your bladder. And it gets me to the point where I can literally, I was on bladder medication because I was literally, there was a time where I could literally like pee 40 times a day. And I always felt like I had to go no matter what I did. So I wore like a Depends type thing where I just peed.
Well, when you're in the kitchen, you can't go to the bathroom that many times a day.
No, and but you would have the feeling you had to pee, but nothing would come out because there's nothing there. And you just, and I finally, but that's legal. That's legal. And I had to, and once I got completely off it, and but it's one of those things that it's how we live and how, you know, it's just, I try to break the stigma because, oh, it's dangerous. You know that one joint you smoked, that's the equivalent of 4 billion cigarettes. Trust me, the government told me, I know the Surgeon General would not lie about cannabis being so deadly. My buddy, one of my friends smoked one joint and died instantly. That's how dangerous it is.
Okay.
That's how bad it is.
You know how bad it is. We had a friend who could ease his suffering.
Oh, I know.
And he wouldn't do it.
And no, it probably could have helped. There was a lady in Florida that had stage 4 lung cancer. She goes, what are you doing? We're smoking pot, man. Join us. Well, I've never done it before. Let me try it. And like within 2 days after smoking the pot, she started to be able to breathe better. And she kept smoking with these people on the beach. And when she went back to the doctor, she goes, I want to do some x-rays because your breathing is way better. It's not her. It went away. Like the cancer eventually went away.
That doesn't happen all the time.
But prescriptions are the same way. You know, everyone thinks that if you have 1 million people that use cannabis, 1 million people have to get the exact same perfect result. Everything has to be perfect, or else, it's not a guarantee.
Okay, so that almost killed me. It doesn't do that to a lot of other people, or wouldn't be. I would hope they wouldn't let it be prescription.
Yeah. And that's the problem. People will sit there and there's issues with prescriptions and they're okay with that, but cannabis has to be perfect. You know, I have a buddy that works at an ethanol plant and this is 200 proof. This is 100% pure alcohol. I'm going to drink this whole thing. No one has a problem with it. They may call him an idiot, but a guy takes and lights up and goes, doesn't inhale like because Bill Clinton did, and then go, oh my God, you know what? He should be in prison for life. Just execute him. He smoked a joint. I saw him take a hit. That's the hypocrisy. Everyone wants marijuana shut down if someone's smoking, but when people are drowning in alcohol, they don't care. They may call him stupid. Look at that guy. He's a Mardi Gras. Blame Mardi Gras, but I mean, that dude is stupid drinking as much as he's drinking. We try to wake people up to how hypocritic it is. Because, I mean, I'm studying the law right now and in training university and how state law and how, you know, even though you follow state law and state mandates, you can still have issues. And it's very interesting. It's one thing I want to start doing too. Is I'm trying to find I might write them or call them, because I'm trying to find a website that has like all, so I can start learning all the strains. I'm sure for every time you turn around, there's probably like every year there's probably like so many strains coming out and this and that. you know, but it's just one of those things. I mean, I try to educate people. Wait a minute. He supports medical cannabis and he's a Trump supporter. Yeah, I'm a deadhead too. So what? Jerry loved everyone, you know. Be kind. Jerry's watching. So is God. But, wow. That's the biggest thing when people know I'm a conservative, but I'm a huge pot smoker and supporter of it. Wow, you smoke? I have. And it gives me tremendous, my muscle spasms go away. My pain, everyone's like, man, look at that, he's having a, he's on cloud nine. yeah, maybe I got pain relief. Maybe I'm pain free, and I'm like, hallelujah. When you deal with chronic pain and you're in severe pain every day and you're fatigued every day and you're tired and you're exhausted, and no matter what you do, okay, if I work, I'm in pain. If I don't do anything, I'm in pain. If I...
They need to see your muscles spasms at night when you're asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't wish anyone walk in my shoes. I don't. You know, especially when you have a dad that goes 24/7, 365, put him on Stan Lee Superhumans, and he'd be like, cha-ching. He's my John Wayne. He's my superhero. And when I can't go like that, it just infuriates me. Like, why can't I do this? Okay, folks, it is the Premier League time, and if you haven't heard by now, what a weekend. Everton won.
Woo-hoo!
Manchester United won.
Woo-hoo!
I like what we did this weekend. We got to keep it up.
No, next weekend you guys are going down.
Oh, I know. That's the problem.
No,
we beat all these top tier teams and lose to the relocation teams.
See, no, you better watch yourself. My Everton's gonna win.
Mhm. Yeah, I know it. My wife is a huge Everton fan, and see, but that's the difference. See, the Everton team went to a hospital to read to the kids, be there for the kids, talk to them. It's not like, okay, folks, they didn't have to have the cameras there. They do it because it's not like the NFL where I took a knee, I gotta make them look like I'm doing something. I mean, they do it because they want to, because they get to, you know, and it's just, I mean, I think we gotta continue, because everyone's like, well, because there are people that are ollie out or ollie in or this or that, and I'm like, I want consistency. I don't care who's there. I want consistency. If we win like three or four more games, then I'll say, okay, yeah, let's keep the thing going. Don't go in like a 5-game win streak and then sit there and then tank 6 in a row and then be like, okay, what the heck? You know, at least say, hey, I mean, if you're winning like 4 or 5 games and then you're losing 2 or 3, but it's like down to the wire, like, okay, yeah, we gave 190% and it was a 2-1 win. Then, okay, then you can sit there and say, well, this is, yeah, I get it. It wasn't like a blowout. It was like, man, I mean, they just got the luck of the goal at the last minute. They got the luck of the goal. All it is. We didn't, you know, they beat us fair and square, barely. It's not like it was we did everything right, we just lost. You know, it's not like, okay, the game plan stunk, the diamond crap, whatever. You know, no, we played our best, we dominated, but they just ended up winning. My cat's lying next to me in the studio, so. He's taking a little napper. I gotta wake him up here and get him exercise and doing something. But it's just one of those things, you know. I think I see positive things. Liverpool's won the title. I think it's gonna be one of those where like Liverpool's gonna be like 15 points ahead when the season's over, you know. And then it's a battle for second and third, and then maybe fourth. Then, so it's going to be, I think it's going to stink from the standpoint of Liverpool's won. The title, because we strongly dislike the Scousers, but I think it's just going to be a fight for like second, third, and fourth and all that, but, you know. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. But it's exciting, though. I think that's the biggest key, because everyone's like, are you in? Are you all out? Are you this? Are you that? And I'm like, I support consistency. I don't care who's in there. We need to have some consistency. Not this win two, lose one, win two, lose three, win two, you know. If you're going to lose, at least lose consistently to where it's like, hey, you're dominating. This just happened, you know. You did everything right. You just didn't get the job done. It's not like, okay, what the heck? We are horrible. Nothing went right. Nothing happened. We couldn't do anything. The central defensive fielders stink. De Gea saved us. It had been 5-2 if it wasn't for De Gea being at goal. You know, so it's exciting. I think if we can keep this momentum going, I think it's a good thing, you know. So it's going to be an interesting move, because we take on Everton next, my memory serves me correctly. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Got about 4 minutes left in the program, just under that. So thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are listening around the world. Got about 3:40, and I'm just excited because it's about time for Christmas. And
week of Christmas, there will be no show.
Yeah, there will be, because I will be doing a lot.
And New Year's, there might be a show Thursday, but not that Tuesday.
I'll have to.
Well, because that's New Year's Eve. Yeah. Michigan.
I'll be in New York's Times Square live.
Have fun with that.
You can come with me. We're gonna be on ABC. We're gonna be with who's that guy?
No. We don't have bail money.
Who's the guy that does it now? I can't think. I just
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh God.
Why do I know that?
I don't even know his name. I'm not even that bad. Folks, I'm calling my attorney after this to get divorce papers. My wife knew his name. I didn't even know his name, but I just wanted to hear it because it was annoying me, even though I hate the guy.
Hold
on. Very strongly dislike.
You know, we're not Catholic, per se. So don't mess with me with that word, Pelosi.
You're okay, Pelosi, you're not a Catholic.
That's why I said I'm not Catholic.
Kevin McCarthy, we need more people like you. Sit down there, fake news. You ask me a question, I'm going to respond. So shut up. Finally, people are sitting.
It's about time.
And it's about time because Trump's doing it, and they're going after Trump. And like, well, he's fighting back, so are we. About 90 seconds left in the program. That means a minute 30 for you who don't understand 90 seconds.
Real Linda. That's what Rush always says. For those in Real Linda, because I think it was when Clinton got elected, I think that was the...
Real Linda.
I don't know why he picked that. Like, that was the stupidest county in Florida.
Yeah, Real Linda.
Is it Florida?
I want to say, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, he always, and it's been over at least 15 years since he's been messing with Real Linda. Still to this day, he still says, for those of you in Real Linda.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. I want to thank my producer for her comments, because they were like spot on, so I'm just like, go with it. I'll just sit back and you're just like right on, you know. And when you're on, you're on. When you got it, you got it.
But I'm sorry, I feel like I took over.
Oh, you're fine though. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.